This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
One, two, three, four. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up. Like a sex machine. Get on up. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up. Like a sex machine. Get on up.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Check out the website at 92.9thegame.com. All the interviews throughout the course of the week. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It's a Saturday morning, 8 o'clock straight up. It is Sam and Greg. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all up 85 in Doraville. Right there at the assembly plant.
Right.
Where they, I'm still getting memos from this.
The assembly plant?
Well, I call it the assembly plant.
That's what it used
studios.
To be.
Yeah.
It's also the end of the modern line.
Okay. That's a good way to put it, too.
That's there, too.
And that's where they, the assembly studios are up there. You want to hear something funny? I literally am still getting, first of all, good morning, everybody. I got blessed to be a part of Beyond the Gates.
Right.
Clifton Davis and all of them.
Coffee shop.
Yeah, man. You remember that. And so we did that, the first day of shooting. The funny thing is, I'm trying to find it here right now because this is pretty good. I'm still getting memos as if I'm still on set and being told different things that are happening.
Does that mean they're going to call you back?
No, I don't know. It means that somebody didn't take me out of the database or whatever.
That means maybe they call you back.
Maybe they will. I'm hoping that's the case.
All right.
But where is that thing?
Let's put that out there in the atmosphere. Can we do that?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do that.
Put it out there. I got a text telling me that the shuttle for lunch was going to be delayed about a half hour, and so to meet at the North Gate, something like that. But I'm literally still getting these memos. It was pretty funny.
Wow.
Anyway, hey man, how you doing?
Hanging in there, man. Hanging in. It's been quite a week, obviously, the start of the high school football season. And once again, yours truly and Chris Parker at a game in lightning and thunder and rain.
Did y'all do that again?
Well, at least they played it, right? But we were there till 12:30 in the morning, man, to finish this game. I felt bad for the kids who had to get up and go to school the next day, including Chris. She had to be back at
That's
school,
true, yeah.
Right? But we got it. Got the game in, and today is the big day. And we're gonna. And when we finish today, we will go to Mercedes-Benz Stadium here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at three big games of the Corky Kell Dave Hunter Classic coming up for you.
You know, I gotta say this, and I'm gonna be speaking for a whole lot of people out there, and it's a part of life, and we understand it. But it's that first couple days that we're not used to it. So let me just say for everybody out there. That are feeling the same way I am, Sam. Getting around town this week was a little bit more cumbersome because I ain't feeling them school buses being back.
They are back, man.
They're just school, slowing things up. They're just bus, slowing things up.
School buses are back with a vengeance.
They are.
And if you're in an area, and like most of us are, schools with some of the largest enrollments in the state, are in our vicinity, right? We're in Metro Atlanta, so yeah, it's more people. Greg, I don't know if you ever stand in front of some of these high schools in the morning when the buses roll in. It's like a city moves. It's like a small town moves.
Middle school too. I got them right up the street from me, and of course, I'm not far from McEachern. And then I go up Dallas Highway, so I see Marietta High School from time to time. It's. Listen. We can't really say nothing, right? Because it's part of the fabric of our society. Yep. You got to, you know, public schools and God bless them and all of that. But
and we have you know what? We have great schools in our area.
Yes, we do.
That's one of the reasons people like to move and migrate to our area is because of our schools.
Yes. Yeah. But we still ain't feeling them school buses that first week back. Y'all getting in the way, clogging stuff up. All right.
But shout out, Shout out to the bus drivers. Shout out to the school bus drivers. Remarkable people for the work that they do. They're fantastic. The commitment that they have and, things they have to do for young people. And the way they have to meet some of our young people some mornings. Smile. You know, maybe the first smile some of them get to see, right?
They do. No, you're right. And they have to do your phrase daily. And your phrase is pack your patience.
Absolutely.
So they have to do that daily because they got them kids coming on and no telling what when they close them doors what's going to happen on that bus.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, it is Sam and Greg again on this very short, abbreviated Sam and Greg on this Saturday. Of course, it's Corky Kell Dave Hunter Saturday, the 16th. Sam, this is also one of them days, August 16th. A lot of stuff happened.
Okay.
Lot. I'm not going to get into it now. I'm just saying there's a lot of stuff happening. A
lot of stuff.
And we lost some folks on this day. I'm just telling you, just the craziness of, I mean, just three names of people we lost on this day, on August 16th. Babe Ruth, Elvis Presley, Aretha Franklin.
Oh, man.
You see what I'm saying?
That's a list now.
that ain't all of it. But those are some of the people, August 16th. Anyway,
remember that.
Yeah, really. And I got a few more for you. We are going to, on this abbreviated Sam and Greg, we got Myles Garrett coming up next. Obviously, going to talk about these Falcons and how you feeling about game two of the preseason.
Not just the game two, but the whole week. Remember, they were pounding. They were pounding on each other for the better part of this week. Mm-hmm. So,
reports Michael Penix got into it too.
Can't wait to get Miles' take on not just what he saw last night, but what he got a chance to see up at Flowery Branch this week. I know we heard a lot about that here on the station because we were up there once again covering it. And the fact that those joint workouts were open to the public. The public could come out and watch. And we'll get into what we saw from the team, not just last night, but all week long.
Next week is the MEAC SWAC Challenge. And, of course, that means a visit by John Grant. He'll be coming up at 9:20.
Yep. Looking forward to that. Southern University against North Carolina Central.
And invading your local segment, which is the top of the next hour, we bring him back. It's like bringing the band back together.
Absolutely.
Max Von Alken will get a set for UFC 319. And he's got some other stuff he wants to talk about. But anytime there's a big fight weekend, we bring Max on because he follows this stuff. And so we got you covered for you MMA fans. And that is coming up again straight o'clock at 9 o'clock. Are you ready to do our stories of the week? Because we got a minute. And just yes or no, did you receive what I sent you? I sent you and Noel some pictures, which we will eventually put up there. But check that out. But Noel, go ahead if you could, please.
It's time for Sam and Greg's story of the week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's story of the week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
Ms. Crenshaw, would you like to go or would you? I'm going to take a minute.
Are you?
May take a minute. And I got to get a tissue here too, I think. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, mine's a little more fun because Noel's got some audio of something that took place.
All right.
It's kind of memorable, frightening, but just a cautionary tale for a sport that we love. This comes from NASCAR. Last week, they were running the road race course up at Watkins Glen, New York, and there was a mishap that happened at the end of the race. Noel, go ahead and roll that.
Told. 7 victories, the youngest ever to reach 7 career wins. Let's go down to Mobile One Victory Lane, Dylan.
Oh,
from the cage stand.
Oh, my gosh, he fell.
Oh, oh my gosh.
That was a frightening moment. That was a frightening moment.
Are loading him on a backboard right now and going to put him on the cart and I believe taking him to the infield medical center just for more evaluation. But did get confirmation he was speaking with the medical folks, and that's the only thing we can say at this time.
Boy, just our thoughts with Connor and, you know, the euphoria of celebrating a win and just such a scary, scary scene for him. And we just send him all the well wishes as they take him to the medical center.
All right. That was, of course, our friend Adam Alexander on the call for CW.
I can barely hear Sam.
Could you bring him up here just a little bit there, sir?
Of course, that was Adam Alexander on the call. Connor Zillage had just won the Xfinity Series race at Watkins Glen. And he was getting on top of the car at 1 foot on the door, as you've seen some drivers do when they get out to celebrate. And his foot slipped, and he went head first into the pavement.
Yeah.
Knocked himself out. And for a time, NASCAR said, but we're going to nix any more celebrations like that. No more drivers standing on top of cars. Think about Carl Edwards.
I was just going to say, no more Carl Edwards?
No more that. They came back later in the week and said, here's the problem. The netting on the window was flipped on the outside. That should be flipped on the inside. His foot slipped on that, and that caused it to happen. So NASCAR said, you know what? We got to be careful. The attendance in victory lane, got to keep an eye on that.
There
they can't release it. Make sure that netting goes inside the door and not flip on the outside. Zillage is okay. He's going to sit out this week. But he got a broken collarbone. But, man, that could have been so much worse.
Yeah, I saw that footage there. I didn't know that Adam Alexander was on that call.
Yep, that was CW. That's our friend of the show. They're at Richmond this week. They were racing Saturday night. They're racing tonight at Richmond.
Okay. All right, Matt. Well, you know that I've talked about this on the show. I talk about the things I do when I'm not here, and maybe I'm just trying to tiptoe into heaven quietly by doing some things for other folks. But I just, you know, maybe it's LMA put this in my head, but always help others, you know. That was my grandmother. So everything from the casting call to other opportunities I find, I just get a big smile and I sleep better when I know I've done something. And so one of the things that I have been doing for the good part of 2025 is trying to help the folks at the Arthur Blank Children's Hospital sort of build a relationship with the film industry. They know my connection to it. They know about Casting Call. And we have a relationship with them. You know, we do events with them in the holidays and things like that. So connected with a couple of people on there and have been working with them. And we weren't sure which the first one was going to be. We thought about maybe getting a crew of stunt people out there, which they got plenty of room for that at this hospital. By the way, this facility, Sam, I've told you about. We've been out there.
I've been out there, man. They could do all kinds of things.
Man, it's like that lobby is like a 5-star hotel. And the things they got in it, at the end of it, of course, one end of it is the massive Ryan Seacrest podcast studio. It's got about 8 bays or something like that in there. And they do all sorts of events in there. So, as I said, I was working on trying to bring somebody by the hospital and we'd work out dates and so on and so forth. Well, it happened this past week. It happened on Thursday, the first one. And I couldn't have asked for a better event. And it sort of came into place. So I want to thank Anna Glenn. I want to thank Nicholas. I want to thank Wendy. Those are the folks I work with out at the hospital.
Yeah, I know them folks. I know them.
You know them? Okay. Well, I sent you some pictures. We're eventually going to have them up online. We're going to actually create a page for that. But I brought by Carrie Herder. Now, Carrie was one of the makeup artists on that America's Best commercial I did a couple weeks ago. By the way, that's running right now. I saw it. I'm only in the 1 minute. They got like 4 different 15-second and 30-second ones, Sam, but I'm only in the 1 minute one. But that's okay. But Carrie was one of the makeup artists there, and there are other makeup artists who want to come. And by the way, if there's any listening right now that want to be a part of that, I'm building a stable of makeup artists who would like to give up an hour of their time to come out there. But Carrie came out on Thursday, and when I tell you it started with a trickle of kids coming in, obviously there's things that they have to do while they're at the hospital with their guardians or their parents, and we ended up having about 25 people standing around watching as Carrie made these kids up. Now, Carrie does not just beauty makeup, but she also does special effects. And the funniest part about all this was these kids who are going through all manner of things, Sam, they just said, can you make me look pretty? Can you? And I mean, of course, that just tugs at your heart right there. And I'm thinking back to some of the things these kids were saying, and I may not make it through this, but she made them look pretty. But before they got out of the makeup chair, they went, "But give me a scar over here. give me a black eye over here."
All right.
And I sent you some of the pictures, right? And yeah. Of course, then everything that is done in that studio is piped into every room in the hospital, also on the widescreen, so everybody in the lobby can see what's going on with these kids. And they just started. We had to turn away people, man. And so I'm going to keep doing this. We're going to go out again and again and again and again. But the smiles that I saw, I don't care what it was, standing on set with Clint Eastwood, everything that you and I have done together, everything that I've done in this broadcasting business can't hold a you-know-what to what I saw on Thursday.
That's priceless.
How they made me feel.
Yeah.
And how they made just the other folks that work at the hospital seeing smile, because they work with them all day long, and they go about doing their business and caring for these kids. But rarely do they see these unsolicited smiles that just appeared the way they did on Thursday, man. I'm going to take that with me till they put me under. And I hope I get more memories just like that when we return. But Carrie Herter again, and the other stable of makeup artists that I'm going to bring out there, they just it's hard to describe how they make these kids feel. And not just kids, you know, they got some teenagers in there too that didn't get a chance to go to prom, right? Some girls in there that want to feel like teenage girls do, boom, taking care of that. Guys that want to have like black eyes, this one guy who works there got all made up, Sam. She gave him a black guy, she gave him a cut, she put a mustache on him. He went and called his mother, FaceTimed her and said, "Mom, I got into an accident. I'll be okay." Mother freaked out, right? She's like, "You better get a police report, did everything." And then the mother went, "Hang on a second. You didn't have a mustache yesterday when I saw you." And she figured it out, but he was trying to mess with her, and it looks just, you know, obviously it looks authentic.
Oh, yeah.
But we had some fun with all that, but I'm telling you, that's my story of the week. Went out there, again, Anna Glenn, Nicholas, and Wendy out at the Arthur Blank Children's Hospital. This place is just special.
Well, you know what, Greg? You know what? You brightened some days, but you also created some lasting memories.
Yes.
How about that, right?
I did, and I want to continue to, because it's because I can. You know what I'm saying? You can do it. And so I've got this relationship with these people in the industry. Listen, when The Rock is doing something here, or Billie Eilish in town, or you name the A-list celebrity, may not be able to get them on the phone. In fact, I can't get them on the phone. But a call from Ryan Seacrest's office, "Hey, so-and-so's in town here in Atlanta. Would you stop by the hospital?" Boom. That's how they get the A-list actors. His office makes those calls. But these others that can come out there, the stunt guys, the makeup artists. I'm looking for a magician, by the way, too.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? A magician would be great.
Put the word out for that, man.
Yeah, man. Greg, Get Cast with Greg. By the way, the new casting call is up on Get Cast with Greg.
And yeah, I just saw that.
Yeah. So it's up there. And there's a whole bunch of jobs this week, too. But I'm looking for a magician to bring out there. So to Carrie and the other makeup artists who I will be bringing out, I just want to thank you. And she, of course, she's a mother, Carrie, and she feels the same way I do. I mean, it just tugs at your heart when you do stuff like this. So there you go. That's my story of the week there.
Great stuff, man. Great stuff.
Appreciate it. Coming up, top of the hour, 9 o'clock, Max Van Auken is going to get you set for UFC 19, John Grant. We're going to talk MEAC Swack Challenge. But up next, it's our old Myles Garrett giving us his thoughts on our Atlanta Falcons, where they are after game 2 of the preseason. Sam McGregor on this Saturday morning, 16th day of August, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, it's the Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, the 16th day of August. We got football, was it week one? Next week, week zero, as you say, right, Sam? Next week?
Week zero. Getting close to the college season, right?
I can't hear Sam. Hopefully he's there. But
all right, so getting close to the start of the college season. Still don't get me?
There we go. Okay, I'm back here, but I couldn't hear Sam. We're having a little. You came in loud and clear earlier, and then now I can barely hear you. But anyway, we'll keep going.
Still that way? You got me better now?
A little better. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Better. I had planned on saying something, but I spent all that time trying to figure out where you were. So let's just go to our guest.
Why not?
Yeah, let's bring on Miles Garrett, Fox 5. Good morning, Miles. How are you, sir? And thanks for getting up and joining us.
Doing good, fellas. How are y'all doing?
We are doing good. No, you got to bring more energy than that. You got to bring more energy than that. It's 8:25 in the morning. You got to bring more energy than that. And so
yeah, forgive me, guys. I was at the office till 2 a.m. last night.
Oh, you were?
You got to cut me a little bit of
slack. Okay, we will obviously do that. Yeah, Sam remembers those TV days when you had to stay up late and get up in the morning. All right, for me, last night was kind of a showcase for Michigan State football. Given the guys who performed well last night, when I look at this game, you talk about Nathan Carter and you talk about Kendall Brooks from Tennessee. Those guys showed out last night. But overall, your thoughts on this Falcons team in game two, man?
Yeah, no, again, I know it's preseason game two. We didn't see a whole lot of, you know, the starters play. It was a lot of the backups once again. But I was really intrigued by the fact that Raheem Morris kept in a decent amount of starters and some rookies even well into the fourth quarter, really talking about like James Pierce Jr., Ruka Roro, you know, guys who you know are going to make the team, like Brandon Dorlett, Xavier Watts, you know, some of the rookies here. Those guys got some pretty good reps last night. It's talking specifically James Pierce, of course, you know, being the guy who is your first round pick, a guy that's, you know, you assume is going to be there as your starter day one. He was playing well into the fourth quarter, so I was pretty intrigued and happy to see him get so many reps out there on the field. He was really close to getting a sack there. He forced that interception kind of early in the game, I think. But overall, I was pleased to see how some of those defensive guys got as many reps as they did.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with Myles Garrett. As always, we love to say he is social. You can find him at Myles Garrett TV. Always find him at Myles Garrett TV. Chris Blair shows up again big last night. Talk about this guy who's making the most of his minutes. Been a special teamer, but saying, hey, I can catch it too if you want to throw it to me.
Yeah, no, we've been kind of talking about him the last couple of weeks. He has that touchdown last week. He has a touchdown again this past week. Ethan Stick was really getting it to him, which was good. Look, I mean, that other wide receiver spot's a pretty stiff competition right now because obviously, you know, what you got with Drake London and Darnell Mooney's going to be there, Ray McLeod. I think it was all but confirmed last night that Casey Washington is now a roster lock. The fact that he didn't even dress out along with a lot of the starters, I think that spells good news for him. But outside of those positions, you know, behind those guys, you know, you got Dylan Drummond. He's had a lot of catches, David Sills, but Chris Blair has looked the part so far in the preseason. He's caught basically everything being thrown his way, you know, gets those two scores. We talked to him, you know, in training camp talking about how he's trying to make the most of the opportunities. He says the main thing he's been trying to focus on is blocking because he knows he can catch it. So far he's done just that in the preseason. And I think he's got one of those inside tracks of potentially making this roster, you know, alongside guys like Drummond, Sills, maybe. You know, I'm not sure how they're going to sort it practice squad-wise. You know, Kadarryl Hodge, another guy that I assume is going to make it. But I imagine he's got a pretty good argument at this point to be one of those wide receivers who makes the team. DJ Chark, I know, I haven't really seen a whole lot out of him. I know they signed him, but from what I've seen and what I saw last night, I don't really see a scenario where, you know, he loses to a guy like Chris Blair.
It's Myles Garrett joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Last week we talked about special teams a little bit here, and Koo probably heard us. He went into this game and reminded everybody who the starter is, even though but it's a nice feeling, though. I don't know how many teams carry two kickers, but, you know, Craig showed that he's got some distance in that foot last week with room to spare, but then Koo performed yesterday. Again, we talked about special teams last night and last week and the importance of them. As you walk away from yesterday's game, did you think, give any thought to that, what you saw in yesterday's game? To the kicking game?
Yeah, and I'll preface it by saying that, you know, it has been a pretty stiff competition so far between the two in training camp, but I do think Younghoe Koo has that inside track of still being your starting kicker. I do think Lenny Craig has offered up some good competition. You know, he made that really long kick last week, getting that starting spot. But he's been pretty solid in the preseason, talking about Younghoe Koo here. I think he's proven so far that I think, you know, he deserves another shot to be the starting kicker here. And also important to note, they don't have to get rid of Lenny Craig. You know, he's a guy that you can keep on your roster because he's from Germany. You know, the NFL's got their rule now with that. So they can kind of keep him there if they need him. So I do think the Falcons like what they've seen from him. And overall, you know, it's great to have a backup option at the kicking position at this point. You just hope that Younghoe Koo keeps that momentum and improves upon last year because I think he deserves it. He's a locker room guy. The team loves him, so they're hoping he can turn it around. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yep, right here. All right, let's go. 23-20 last night. Tennessee with the win over the Falcons. You heard it here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Miles, that was the third, encounter between these two sides. Thoughts about what you saw this week? Because I was really encouraged by what I heard from day one of the joint workouts. It seemed like the Falcons really got the best of these guys with the people we're going to see when the bell rings.
Yeah, it was an interesting progression throughout the week because day one was very clearly a day the Falcons won. You know, the Falcons defensive front was really bullying, I'd say, the Titans line, and, you know, vice versa with the Falcons offense going up against the defense. It was cool to see Calvin Ridley line up against A.J. Terrell, of course. But day two was really interesting because that's when things got really chippy. That's when we saw all the fights. You know, there was about five different ones, I think, I counted that day. Of course, one of them involving Michael Penix Jr. himself. You know, I think everyone kind of held their collective breath at that one point when he was at the bottom of the pile.
Oh, wow.
But I'd say that day was a little bit more even compared to the two. I think the Falcons might have had the slight edge there. But no, it was good to see, you know, some of these guys, you know, have their highs and their lows. You know, Michael Penix Jr., especially that second day, started off hot, and then, you know, he missed a couple throws. You know, it wasn't a great day for him. So seeing him make adjustments, having to face some adversity in the preseason because you're not going to see him play in these games, I think is really important to his development. And you know, getting all these guys healthy is obviously the the priority. But at the end of the day, you know, the fact that he is getting there, you know, getting in with these, not obviously you don't want to get him in fights, but he is getting some contact in this preseason practice. So I think these guys will be ready. But, you know, it was good to see those guys kind of have those live reps in practice where, you know, there is competition among the starters. So that was encouraging to see.
Hey, what did Raheem say about all his beefing back and forth? Did he say anything? Any comments about that?
Yeah, he did. He said he doesn't like it, obviously. You know, basically everything you expect a coach to say. And the players, you know, they reiterated that as well, which they have to. But Michael Penix Jr., he had a pretty funny bite. We were kind of asking him about that, and he was like, oh, I don't know who that was out there. That wasn't me. So I guess it was his alter ego out there who got in the fight. But said he was talking a little smack after he threw a touchdown pass to Ray-Ray McCloud. The Titans didn't like it, so what resulted happened. So I think they all moved past it.
You know, we've talked about this. It's a whole new world these last couple of years as the NFL has changed how they do preseason. So, like them, have you had to recalibrate how you cover this team? And knowing that you're not going to get this information now, but you're going to get this information, how has that changed these last couple of years, how you do your job, Miles?
Well, I'd say it's come more with an expectation now of what we're going to get. I don't think it's really been a surprise now anymore, because Arthur Smith was pretty similar in the way he coached as well. He didn't play a lot of starters himself back when he was the head coach. It's kind of been a big difference ever since the NFL has changed from 4 preseason games to 3 preseason games. You know, last night we talked to Robert Alford. You know, he was on our show talking about how the preseason has changed from when he was playing. And, you know, he said that that game really has made the difference. And, you know, you used to see guys like Matt Ryan play well into the, you know, third quarter sometimes. So that whole mantra has completely changed. But, you know, talking preseason overall, I mean, I do think it's offered a good opportunity to really see some of these backups, but it does. I will say, you know, it is one of those situations where it is tough to evaluate, because live practices, of course, are one thing, and joint practices are another thing. But, you know, you're not getting those live actual game reps. You know, you're not quite sure what a team is exactly going to look like until that week one of the regular season, because, you know, the coaches can say, Raheem Morris can say, all these guys can talk about the fact that, yeah, they're getting good reps in practice, which I'm sure they are. But at the end of the day, the live game reps obviously offer a very, very different perspective here. So it can be a little tricky to cover sometimes, just because you're not quite sure what they're going to look like week one. But obviously health is the priority for this team, and the biggest attribute you can have is availability. And the Falcons coming into this season, ideally 100% healthy, will be the priority.
All right, man. Well, listen, Cowboys next, then everything gets started. So we want to thank you for getting up and bringing some insight. And as always, and we're not done with you, right? Because the season's going to get going too. But listen, the playoffs are right around the corner too. We might tap into you for a little bit of baseball expertise. I know you don't follow them as much as you do, and these Braves actually showed up this past week. But I know that you enjoy baseball, so we might make you wear a couple hats. Hell, maybe even Atlanta United, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nah. Absolutely. Hurston Waldrop with a great night last night.
See, look at him.
He can just put it on there real quick. But we got to let him go, because he's been up since 2 o'clock in the morning. You know,
Miles, thanks. Thanks, man.
Absolutely, guys. You guys have a great weekend.
Miles, thank you very much, buddy. Miles Garrett, Fox 5. You remember them days where you had to stay there late at night,
man,
to let him live?
Hey, you didn't.
Bob Costas wouldn't shut up.
We'd be there all night on Sunday night waiting on Bob to stop, man. Hey, look, when we come back, let's go back a little bit more what he built on, what he talked about the preseason, how preseason is being handled. And then we're also going to talk some NBA too, right?
If you'd like, show.
No, man, you want it too.
By the way, Jesse's going to be joining us soon here too. Nice to meet
all you. Right now.
It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, you know, I've been waiting to talk to you about little bits of show business, Sam, but we don't have a casting call this show. We're only here until 10 o'clock or just before 10 o'clock, so you got a short version of Sam and Greg. We're going to jam a lot of stuff in here, but Noel threw that on. Obviously, this is a day back in 77 when the world found out that Elvis had passed away. Where were you when that happened, Sam? Did it make news where you were at?
Wow, we're talking 77, man. That's not... Wow, that was a busy summer for me because that's the summer I graduated from high school and anticipating the start of college, and so that's an interesting summer. Just a lot of stuff was happening. Some of it's a blur right now as I think about it, because you had a lot of fun, but you're also getting ready to take this next step in this next journey of your life, and going to be off on your own and dorms and co-eds and all night parties and my grades came home after the first quarter and my folks said, "You want to come home, go to school? You want?" I said, "I got great with my books and everything." That's what I remember about first year at West Georgia, but that's what's happened during the summer. But I do remember it happening. I don't know exactly if I was or where I was doing anything. I was probably out on Washington Road frying legs, wings, and thighs at Church's
Washington
Chicken.
Washington Road.
I worked at the Church's Chicken on Washington Road, man.
Wow.
Brother had to work. So,
Hey, you're talking to an ex-Denny's busboy. All right, tell me.
Yeah,
I had a paper route in up north. So that means you're delivering papers in the snow.
Right, right.
So, obviously, I love my time as a roadie. So we can talk about that. But anyway, we just came back and played some Elvis. And I just want to say this to everybody. You know who we never talk about? And a person who literally is connected to this dude. In fact, there are those who say Elvis's voice came from this dude. We never talk about Roy Hamilton.
Okay.
You know about Roy Hamilton, don't you?
I know a little bit about him. But
folks need to Google Roy Hamilton and learn about him. He was a comet. It didn't last long. Blues singer back in the day. But this is the dude who caught Elvis's ear. And if you go back and listen to some, he had a little Sam Cooke look to him too.
Okay.
Roy Hamilton. But, I mean, the ladies loved this dude for a short period of time. And he was from Leesburg, Georgia.
Okay,
but he was a blues singer, and Elvis heard him, and I mean, when you go listen to some Roy Hamilton, know that Elvis loved him, and then listen to some Elvis, I'm just gonna say we'll leave that alone. But that's that, people connect him to him, and Elvis connected to him, and they had met before Roy died. He died at like 40 years old. Anyway, a little bit of show business news here on this Saturday morning. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, man, we just got through talking to Miles.
Yep.
And talking about the preseason, and you had some thoughts on this preseason, not just this preseason, but overall how the NFL is treating preseason.
Or how different teams handle it, because different teams handle it different way. There's no one cookie-cutting way to handle the situation, right? You do want reps. You do want your starters to have some familiarity. You don't want to throw them out there the first week and the guys haven't lined up in some type of competition other than just regular training camp.
But see, Cincinnati did that. Joe Burrow played in that first game. Jamar Chase played in that first game, so I thought that was going to be the thing. And, of course,
no.
Yeah, they did.
That's just it. Like I said, there's no one set way to do it.
Right, so I'm saying, yeah.
But the way we've chosen to do it here in Atlanta is to be careful and cautious, especially with our starting quarterback and our key starting players. We want our running game to be there. We're counting on the running game. You know, that you want. You haven't seen those guys come off the sideline for anything. We know what you're getting there. You know, we don't really get in there. We may see a little Kyle Pitts maybe in this last preseason game. I think some people just want to see him in actual action. But, you know, once again, you want to keep him healthy. The bottom line, Greg, is to get everybody to the starting gate.
Right.
Healthy, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? As I love to say, who pays for a ticket to watch a man on crutches? Nobody. Nobody, right? So I'm just saying the bottom line is to get the guys to the gate. And a lot of people say, oh, they need to go out and play in front of the crowd and all this. This ain't high school. These are professionals, man. Mm-hmm. You know, you're getting paid whether you play in front of 50,000 people or 500. And they know that. So I know what we may want to see, but I understand the business side of this. And it's just like, you know, this is not the Kentucky Derby where you run the Wood Memorial and the Arkansas Derby and the Santa Anita, whatever. And that's, you know, because those are the portfolios for the horses to get to run the Kentucky Derby. They did this and this one. If you get to the gate and you get in there and they open the gate, everybody got a shot. And so that's, to me, the thing that you say. And some folks may disagree with that. You can if you want. But I'm saying I want everybody to get to the starting gate healthy. That's the bottom line. And I think that's what the approach that our management and coaching staff are taking with the Falcons.
You were preaching. I was sitting there behind you with my fan, like one of your deacons, and I'm agreeing with everything you said.
Which one of them fans? What kind of fans you have?
I got one of them from the Falcons camp.
Oh, okay. It's
not
one of
the sponsors on there.
It's not one of them. It's not one of them boots on the ground fans. That's okay. That's all right.
No. You're talking preseason, so I had a Falcons fan out. No, I'm with you, man. And you know, you're absolutely right. I assume that they, meaning the teams, have the same stance that you have, but they do have a job and they got to work out through these guys and see who's got that intestinal fortitude and all that. Look, you take something from the fights that happen, right?
Absolutely.
See who's going to be out there. And you don't want it to happen, but then you learn something from that. So
you don't want to – you kind of close your eyes and cover your eyes, but you separate your fingers, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you want to see what's going on. Right?
You want to see what's going on, but then you see some more of the man. Right?
Well, absolutely.
You see the people who you know who's got your back and all of that stuff. So yeah, there was a reason for that.
Yeah.
But I'm good with that, man. I really am with that
all
happening.
Right.
So
all right.
I
all
agree
right.
with you 100%. Can we take a second, by the way, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And just throw some — we haven't done this, so let's throw some flowers toward those Atlanta Braves for just a little bit. I mean, they actually turned the corner a little bit late, but they acted. You know, they've been playing like a team that we have witnessed get into the playoffs and in the World Series over these last few years, at least for the last 9 games or so.
I don't know what that does for us, because also I think the Mets took a little bit of a slide. Too bad we're not closer to those teams. That would have made a difference. It's nice to see, and Chris Sale pitched up in Gwinnett this week, and you say, okay, well, why are you bringing him back? Because he pitches. That's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're going to bring him. You know, we may see Acuna play this week. You know, that's the other thing about him. He I think is doing his rehab and was ready to come back and give it a try. This is what these guys do. I mean, they want to play ball. They know the season hasn't gone the way we thought it would go for them, but there's still some baseball to be played, and they want to go out and play it. So good for that. That's nice to see. It would have been nice to happen about a month and a half ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A little bit late.
We'd be excited about it, but you know, hey, we're looking ahead. We're talking Falcons, and we're looking ahead to our NBA season.
Well, that's what I was about to tee up for you because we got through. Now let's get to the trifecta. Hawks released their schedule in a very unique way.
Noel around here? Noel, you around?
Of course I am.
Of course she is, man.
That's a good morning.
It is indeed. Beautiful morning.
Oh, yeah. And not just that, she going to sing to us, Greg. What's up with that?
I sent her some pictures and you some pictures. It makes you just feel good, so I can understand why she's singing.
They really did, Greg. They came in and they did make me feel good indeed.
Don't
volunteer and just make you feel good inside.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
That's what I do. Anyway, you summoned Noelle for what reason?
Because it's Hawks, and she loves NBA, and we watched the way the Hawks roll this thing out. We got Toronto is going to be the first opening night on October 22nd. But the way we did it was a little unique, and teams like to do something unique in rolling it out. What do you think about what the Hawks did, Noelle?
A 24-hour Twitch live stream, because that's what we are in society, ladies and gentlemen. Live streaming is now a form of media entertainment, and Steve Kuhn and Puffy K over there is tapped in. He is tapped in to what is the moment, and we got a streamer that is actually a part of the Kai Cenat streaming group, which means he's a pretty big deal. They say he has about a million followers, and those million followers were watching him have his Home Alone dream moment in State Farm Arena for 24 hours.
That was amazing. I tuned in. I watched some of it, and and some of it lost me a little bit. I said, "Okay, what are we doing?" But I was looking at the number of people that were tuned in, mm-hmm. and people were tuned in watching it. Curious about this team, what they're going to do with the additions that the Hawks have made this year. Greg, we've talked about the additions the Hawks have made and some of the players that won't be playing in other teams in the East, and people are realizing the opportunity there is for this Hawks team. And so there's some curiosity. They got to go out on the court and earn it, but I think that some people are paying attention to us, Noel.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would hope so. We got our prime Atlanta day game back. MLK is back. So
yes.
If no eyes on us any other time,
yes.
They should at least be on us MLK Day, because
right.
We are the first game, even though you will only be able to find us on Peacock.
Ooh. Used to be the only game, but
yeah,
you know, those days are gone because they're going to squeeze as much.
Well, no. There were two games. It was our game and Memphis game. We were always supposed to play at home. Memphis always supposed to play at
I'm
home.
I'm talking about before Memphis was even a team.
Okay, true.
Yeah, I'm just saying it was always just the Hawks.
We invented the MLK.
We did. We did indeed,
absolutely.
Which is why it was egregious that it wasn't here last year. Trae Young tweeted out as such. He couldn't figure out why we didn't have it last year. We're glad it's back. They found some way to still make it slightly adjacent because everybody else will be on Peacock and NBC, and we will only be on Peacock, which, you know, it doesn't matter because I watch it on FanDuel anyway, and I suggest everybody else do the same so you can get that Neek and Bob perspective. Or sync it up with 929 The Game if you can't do that, and
absolutely.
Listen to Steve Holman. You got plenty of options.
The Hall of Famer. You want to listen to the Hall of Famer,
exactly.
Right?
You got plenty of options. You ain't got to listen to that national media.
Hey, listen, Noel, you saw how I squeezed that in there a little while ago with the show business stuff.
Yeah.
While we're talking basketball, and we got another minute here, and we got you on the air here. I saw some hands being thrown last week in the WNBA.
What did you see? I mean, now, you know, that's
– which game was
I mean,
that?
You know,
that
we,
was one game, but they freeze a lot of pitchers.
Yeah.
I forget which game it was. But, yeah, some people got really got unraveled in some game. But we're getting down late in the season, Greg. We're getting close to playoff time. And these teams have been playing each other, you know, throughout the season. We maybe want to send some statements with some teams they may meet in the postseason. Our team, you know, came up short out on the road right now. The Atlanta Dream has got a West Coast trip. That's a difficult trip. They lost, last night, 80-78 out in Seattle.
No. Yesterday was a home game for the Atlanta Dream in Vancouver.
In Vancouver.
Excuse me?
Well, like I said, they're on the road. But
okay.
I remember how I saw that, because I saw that earlier today. Yesterday, I said, but they got Atlanta listed bottom.
I know,
they
right?
They started at 10 o'clock.
And even though I knew they were supposed to be in Vancouver in August, it took me a second to kind of sync that up too in my brain. But yes, that was the big Vancouver matchup between at the Dream and the Storm, because Canada is supposed to be getting a team.
Oh, really?
Toronto, the Toronto Tempo? Yes, that is a thing. So they are trying to reintroduce women's basketball to Canada, and they did so by sending the Atlanta Dream, your Atlanta Dream, to go play the Seattle Storm in Vancouver.
Now, that's the other end of Canada now. That's out on the
West. It's right there. Beautiful city. Beautiful. They stole some of show business, too.
But could we be lining something up to also maybe in the future add a team there as well, Noel?
I mean, you very could be, right? There's a lot of possibilities there. All I know, Sam, is that, you know, you took a team from little old Atlanta, took them all the way to Canada, shorthanded and kind of tired. You know, they was down last night, 10, 12, 14, but they came within 3 seconds last night. And it just goes to show you how every team gets the Dream's best punch, and the Dream always gives their best punch back. They're playoff ready, folks.
Yeah. The beef was between the Suns and the Sky. Three were ejected. Bree Hartley, Rebecca Allen. Yeah, that was the beef over there.
It had to be in the post. It had to be some elbow swinging. Elbow swinging will start some fights in the W right now. Shout out to Aaliyah Boston.
Yeah.
And everybody's going after Chicago now because not only are they playing terrible, but and your girl's out too. So,
man.
Yeah, they're just, I don't know.
Carmelo Condoza be balling though. She out there doing something. But, Dallas and Chicago, they got something to figure out, and it starts with the man with the clipboard.
Yeah, how about that? you got to figure that out. But meanwhile, our team continues out west. What we got? We got the Valkyries, and then we got the Aces before they come back home, right?
Before they come back home. They just had a 6-game winning streak snapped. Everybody looked amazing. I don't know if y'all saw the first game against the Storm, but I'm just going to give you the cliff notes. Ryan Howard is back. Period. I wondered how long it was going to take her to get acclimated and not to, huh? That's why she'd be looking at me crazy, because what am I talking about? What am I talking about? Get acclimated. She had a 90-second period the other night against the Storm when she hit a three. The Storm got the ball, took it down the other end. They didn't score. Dream got it back, took it down. Ryan hit another ridiculous three, then ran, stole the ball like Jesse Bates and put up another three and scored 9 points in 90 seconds. Ryan Howard is back.
Nice. Right on schedule.
Yeah. And we got to shut up an hour from now because we got to get on out of here and turn things over to Corky Kell, Dave Hunter Classic. But, Noel, listen, Sam, don't she just get you up like edging your chair when she comes on? I was going to ask her about the Falcons. You have any chance to give your take on that? So we'll get that in the next hour.
James Pierce Jr., the real deal. That's all you need to know. Also
coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, John Grant getting a set for the MEAC SWAC Challenge, which is next Saturday. Again, we're out of here at 9:55, somewhere around there, getting you set for a full day of Corky Kell action. Corky Kell, Dave Klenner, Hunter Classic, which you can hear right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But up next, Max's mama's going to be listening because Max will be joining us. From down in Florida, Max Von Auken going to get a set for UFC 319 next. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.